To Tasmania now, where a toxic algal bloom is making it unsafe for people to eat shellfish from the east coast. Filter feeders such as oysters and mussels store the toxin in their bodies, making it dangerous for people to eat them. The shellfish toxin is also making its way into rock lobsters, and it's unclear if the recreational and commercial fishing seasons will go ahead this year. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
For recreational fishermen like Don Payton, Tasmania's east coast is a place where they can usually collect wild shellfish from the seashore.
We live at a place called Orford on the east coast, and we had some visitors this year, early in the year, and they were amazed where I could just walk about on the rocks and they could pick up mussels and brought them home and cooked a feed of mussels. They were people from Queensland, absolutely flabbergasted. They could just go and collect them off the shore without any problem. They could eat them, they enjoyed them, and They realise what paradise we do have on the east coast of Tasmania.
But a toxic algal bloom that started in June has infected the creatures and shut down the wild shellfish fishery. Tasmania's Director of Public Health, Dr. Mark Veitch, is banning people from foraging for shellfish such as mussels, oysters and abalone. He says some of the filter feeders are storing a paralytic shellfish toxin that can be deadly.
Symptoms that people get are tingling and numbness in their fingers and around their mouth. They can get blurred vision. In more severe cases, they can become weak and even have difficulty breathing. And in rare cases, if people have ingested a lot of toxin, that can even be life-threatening.
From St. Helens down to Bruny Island, the east coast of Tasmania is now out of bounds. While locals may be disappointed to be missing out on fresh food from the sea, there's more bad news. Tasmanians are passionate about their summer tradition of rock lobster fishing. So will the season open on the east coast this November? It's an anxious wait for the CEO of the Recreational Fishing Policy Group, Tarfish, Mark Nicolai.
It's really unknown at the moment because the levels, and Tarfish gets the water and meat testing samples on a weekly basis all year round, and the levels have been particularly high for a fairly broad range of the east coast, particularly in the last month. But the levels can drop and rise fairly quickly, so it's too early to make any sort of judgment call or informed comment about whether it potentially is going to impact on the opening of the recreational rock lobster season in mid-November.
The commercial harvest is also under threat. Tasmania produces some of the world's most expensive rock lobsters, but the East Coast fishery won't open if the paralytic shellfish toxin persists. John Sanson is the Chief Executive Officer of the Tasmanian Rock Lobster Fishermen's Association.
Fishermen won't be able to go fishing in those areas, so they'll either have to go somewhere else, or if they haven't got big enough boats, they'll just have to stop fishing.
And just how lucrative is the rock lobster industry in Tasmania? What kind of loss for people's livelihood will it be if they can't go fishing this season?
Well, that would depend on how long it was closed for. I mean, we've had a number of these issues before, and sometimes they resolve themselves earlier in the season, sometimes they resolve themselves later. And fishermen, depending how long it is, will be the level that fishermen are expected to go without. But I think the annual value of the rock lobster fishery at the moment exceeds $80 million.
There is no way to tell how long it will take for the algal toxin to clear, but the state government is testing shellfish on the east coast regularly. The fishery will reopen as soon as the filter feeders have purged the toxic algal bloom from their systems.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.